Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I am your host, Matt Tardio. Holy freaking crap. I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to poke my eyeballs out after watching Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump speak back and forth for seriously like 45 minutes today. I'm not going to lie. I'm literally not going to play everything that they ended up stating because it's probably one of the biggest butt kissing moments back and forth to like two different national leaders that I've ever seen before in my life. One, you had Trump sitting there saying that he was so pleased with Benjamin Netanyahu, calling him a hero, and that as long as Trump's plan goes through like he had proposed, this is going to be like the greatest accomplishment of Netanyahu's career. And as long, it was mind numbing. There was really nothing of sustenance that ended up actually coming out of it. What little sustenance did come out of it, don't worry, I pulled it for you guys. So the Gaza peace plan, you guys are going to end up seeing here in just a little bit. No, I am not at the Portland protest today. Chris Hinkliff coming in gifting a Speak the Truth membership. Why? Because there's actually a lot of other things that are going on. And while I want to be on the ground over there, standing there with a camera and walking around filming and stuff like that, the truth is that there is a lot of other things that are going on in the world today. And it's kind of one of those, do I go out there and cover the stupidity in Portland of people getting pepper sprayed and tear gas thrown at them? Or do I keep up with current events? And so the choice I made was keep up with current events. Now, if you guys are new to this channel and you're just jumping over here, I do go out and I will do things like that from time to time. And please subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel because we've got some good stuff. Now, before we get going, and as we're waiting on everybody to roll in here tonight, I got to show you guys this. This actually got put out today by Wall Street Apes, of all people. Can't make this up. And he said, U.S. military tanks are seen driving through the streets in Portland, Oregon. Normal cities don't have tanks driving around the city streets. You see this kind of thing only taking place in Democrat-ran cities. I got news for you, bud. That's not the only place you see it. I can't with the music. Anybody else know what kind of tank that is? Anybody want to comment as to why this particular tank? Let me go get it over here. I mean, I'll give you a mad props, I guess, if you can figure it out, what that tank is actually doing over there and why it's not that big of a deal to actually have this tank driving on the city streets. Anybody at all? Anybody want to tell me? Can you? Over in the comment section, waiting to see it. I don't see it yet. But I'm guessing some of you guys probably know exactly what that tank is. Anybody ever heard of a Stuart tank before? Anybody at all? Anybody? I feel like I see it over. Yes, now it's fine. I see somebody saying Sherman. Somebody says that's a Stuart. We're all there. Tristan Allen says, dang, Matt, no Antifa butt kicking. LOL. Yeah, I know. I mean, it would be nice to go over there and water some hippie flowers myself, but not going to get there. Anyways, yeah, I've actually got a friend that owns something like this that they like to drive around. So, yeah. One with tracks laughing my butt off. Yeah, no, this is not an actual military. Like, it is decommissioned. Ladies and gentlemen, that is World War II North African campaign type freaking battle tank from back in the day. That is not anything. It's decommissioned, you guys. That's not a real tank. I mean, maybe it does shoot and all that other stuff, but for them to be driving on the street, more than likely it's street legal. I mean, I don't know how else to tell you that. I actually have a buddy that has a street legal, like military-esque style vehicle like that you could talk about. And you know what? I'm going to save this one for all the way over at the end because I think it's pretty valid. I'm going to save that. So Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump. Let's just go ahead and start talking about this. They decided to come out today. I got to mute it because I can't even deal with that crap myself. They decided to come out and reveal the new peace plan for the way over. I'm going to show you guys where you can go find that and you can actually read over for it yourself. But the White House ended up putting that information out today. So you guys can go check that out on your very own if that's something you're interested in and reading on it. But there's three main points that ended up coming out of this whole thing that I was able to take out. Number one, that Gaza is not going to be ran by the Palestinian Authority from this moment forward, nor is it going to be ran by Hamas. It's actually going to have its own separate government that's going to be set up and established, and they run through this whole plan. I'll show you guys here in a second. Number one. Number two, this actually gives an out for Hamas. They can come down, they can surrender today. Any member of Hamas right now can lay down their guns, and as long as they lay down their guns, they get to immunity. Essentially, they get immunity. Like, nothing's going to happen to them. All members of Hamas are going to be allowed to flee the country and go to someplace else if anybody's willing to accept them, which maybe Qatar will probably accept them. Heck, I don't know. And then other than that, Once this entire operation is done and over, you're going to have an international coalition, right, that goes in and provides security, and Israel is going to end up having a phased withdrawal from all of this. I honestly can't subject you guys to watching that entire video because, I mean, if you guys want, I mean, this is probably one of the worst speeches that Trump's ever given. I mean,
how to end the war in Gaza, but it's just a part of the bigger picture, which is peace in the Middle East. And let's call it eternal peace in the Middle East.
Yep. Sorry, Donnie. This isn't going to bring eternal peace into the Middle East. Maybe temporary peace for Gaza. And I really don't think it's going to end up actually working out the way that they have planned. But we'll go over to, I'm going to show you guys where you can grab this because I know some of you guys are going to want it. If you guys are over on X and you just search White House and you go down the White House, eventually you're going to come across it as you scroll down and you're going to see where they were talking and stuff like that earlier today. Obviously, I have a bunch of other garbage because our country is about to get shut down and everybody else and blah, 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 blah. But eventually you're going to make it to here. And you click on that, and this is your peace plan. No kidding. They actually rolled out the Gaza peace plan over on Twitter. Policy by Twitter these days, not lying. Gaza is going to get de-radicalized, terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors. It is going to be redeveloped for the benefit of the people of Gaza who have suffered more than enough. Both sides need to agree to the proposal, and the war will end immediately. Right. Prayers for everybody involved in Grand Blanc. Yeah. You know, that. And somebody asked me earlier, Perky, you know, somebody asked me, and Incog Faraday, I don't even know if I mentioned you coming and gifting out 5 memberships yet. Somebody asked me earlier why I haven't brought up the church shooting and haven't been commenting on it yet. And it's not that it's not on my mind. It's not something there. The whole church ended up getting burnt to the ground. And truthfully, other than suspect information, we don't really know anything else. And so that's going to be stuff that we end up having to get over time. And what I don't want this to turn into, because it's really just ticking me off, what's really just ticking me off is things like the Charlie Kirk shooting where everybody's just taking it and running with it like it's going out of style. Tristan Allen says, poll for a Portland trip, yes or no, get Antifa. Oh, goodness. I know right now that if I end up asking people if they want me to go to Portland and cover Antifa, resounding. I'm just going to, like, around the room, I feel like everybody's going to say absolutely yes. And I could go over there and I get some decent footage and everything. But again, it's a business decision at this point as to why I'm not doing that. So, yep, moving on. All right. So within 72 hours of Israel publicly accepting this agreement, all hostages, alive or deceased, will be released. Once all the hostages are released, Israel will release 250 life sentence prisoners plus 1,700 Gazans who were detained after October 7th, including all women and children detained in that context. For every Israeli hostage whose remains are released, Israel will release the remains of 15 deceased Gazans. So they've got that crap going in for it. Once all hostages are returned, Hamas members who commit peaceful coexistence and to decommission their weapons will be given amnesty. Members of Hamas who wish to leave Gaza will be provided safe passage to receiving countries. Now, that's the craziest part to me, is that statement. Not that members of Hamas are going to be forced to leave Gaza, but members of Hamas who want to leave after they turn in their weapons and promise to be peaceful will be allowed to stay in Gaza. You know, that's a concern to me for obvious reasons, because that radical ideology just doesn't get let out of you when you decide to lay down your rifle. That's not how this game is played. That's not how it works. And it never has worked that way. You're fighting for years upon years upon years, willing to, like, commit to, like, literally some of the worst things that I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen a lot. Willing to commit some of the worst things that I've ever seen in my life in order to commit those types of atrocities that they did that day. You don't learn that overnight. You don't wake up the next day and say, I'm going to kill everyone I come across. I am just going to massacre, literally commit genocide. I'm going to massacre everybody that's in my sights that I see. I will go after and kill them. You don't get rid of that. And so for this plan that the White House released to actually have that left in it blows my mind, because what that's going to do is that's going to keep that insurgency going over inside of Gaza. That's not going to make it go anywhere. All right, you're going to keep it in there, and all they have to do is patiently wait, and then you're going to have this insurgency and this violent ideology that's existing over there for the foreseeable future, because they're going to take that, they're going to teach their kids, and so on and so forth. And I'd be absolutely impressed if Trump actually had some other place to put them. Upon acceptance of this agreement, full aid will immediately be sent to the Gaza Strip. I thought we were trying to do that in the first place. At a minimum, aid quantities will be consistent with what was included in the January 19th, 2025 agreement regarding humanitarian aid, including rehabilitation of infrastructure, water, electrical, sewage, rehabilitation of hospitals and bakeries, and entry of necessary equipment to remove rubble and open roads. Well, that's a very good thing. So now we're saying that we're going to end up doing it. When it gets even a little bit further in here, when we talk about who's going to govern it, that's where it kind of gets interesting. Gaza will be governed under the temporary transitional governance of a technocratic, apolitical Palestinian committee responsible for delivering the day-to-day running of public services and municipalities for Gaza. This committee will be made up of qualified Palestinians and international experts with oversight and supervision by a new international transitional body, the Board of Peace. No kidding, that's what he's calling it, the Board of Peace, which will be headed and chaired by President Donald J. Trump with other members of the head of state to be announced, including former Prime Minister Tony Blair. Body will set the framework for the handling of funding and redevelopment of Gaza until such time the Palestinian Authority has completed its reform program as outlined in various proposals, including his peace plan in 2020. He's not wrong here saying that Palestinian Authority needs to have reform. All the way down to not teaching kids about killing Jews in school. You can't have your textbooks teaching about killing Jews in elementary school. It's nuts. End the pay for slave program. It's absolutely insane within itself. Daniel Lyon says, I'm in Gaza and I get to hear the flipping BS. Feels crappy. Snowball's chance in hell this actually happens. And I'll be back here in 3 years. Well, Dan, number one, I don't think you have to worry about that. I highly, highly doubt. As a matter of fact, Hamas has already came out with a statement. I'm going to talk about that here in a second, about what Hamas says about this proposal and what the PIJ says, because they both already made statements on it. And I doubt that they're going to agree to this. I highly doubt it. So for your benefit, Hamas is just going to continue to get wiped out. They're not going to surrender. You and I both know that you don't have that ideology and then just give up at the very end. You would rather die a martyr than to pretend like everything's going to be okay. All right. So it goes further into economy and everything else. They talk about building a security force that goes within there. Hamas and other factions agree not to have any role in the governance of Gaza directly, indirectly, or in any form. All military, terror, and offensive infrastructure, including tunnels and weapons production facilities, get destroyed and not rebuilt. Process demilitarization of Gaza under the supervision of independent monitors, which will include placing weapons permanently beyond use through an agreed process of decommissioning and support by internationally funded buyback and reintegration. Yay, gun buyback in Gaza. Holy freaking cow. Anyways, it gets in there. Talks about Israel not being allowed to occupy and or annex Gaza. That's the big thing, I think, that everybody was worried about, that Bibi had planned on annexing Gaza and turning it into a something. I don't know. An interfaith dialogue process will be established based on the values of tolerance and peace coexistence, and try to change mindsets and narratives of Palestinians and Israelis by emphasizing the benefits that can be derived from peace. Getting that into the heads of the Israelis is going to be a hell of a lot easier than getting that into the heads of the Palestinians. I promise you that, because Israel has already pulled out from Gaza numerous times in an effort to have peace. I end up putting up this map together along with it. Here you have several different lines. The blue inner line is what the IDF currently controls, and it's basically here out. Okay, so it's everything going back as you look at this map. So this is the proposed phase withdrawal of Israel from Gaza. Now, the interesting part about this proposal is the third line that they have on there. So while Trump says that they're not going to take control of it, Israel absolutely is going to maintain control of all of Gaza until it's transferred over to whatever this new Palestinian government might potentially be. Well, here's the catch, and this is why you guys need to pay attention to this. Hamas is likely not going to accept this deal. I'm going to show you guys that here in just a second. Hamas likely probably won't accept this deal. But after Hamas is wiped out, everything else goes right back into effect. So should Hamas not accept this deal, they're still doing this, right? Like, this is the plan and the way forward, because what they're not going to allow is the PA to come in and have the Palestinian Authority attempt to rule. They're saying the PA does not get a say in this, and that is not their freaking choice. Like, so the PA is not going to get a say in it. That Palestinian committee that they're talking about, with international oversight, with Donald Trump at its head and all that crap, That's what they're saying is going to go to move forward. They're going to have an international security coalition that ends up coming in and setting up like the framework to train their police forces. All of that is laid out within here as well. And so eventually the plan is to have them being self-governing. It's the same thing that I was talking to you guys about a long time ago when people were like, what's the way forward? And I told you, I'm pretty sure that they've already identified the key players. They're going to be pro-Israel, Israeli friendly, and that's what they're going to do. So Israel has a phase withdrawal after the initial hostage release, and then the second withdrawal when the Israeli security forces mobilize per standard set in Trump's plan. So they are going to slowly pull back. But the key part here, and I had to look at this a couple times and go, well, is this the old fence line? Because this really is a defense, like a fence line all the way down, you know, from the Mediterranean, if you were to follow it from the north all the way down to the south to where it reaches Egypt, it's a fence, right? This, Egypt's border, big old brick wall. But if you'll notice, there's this dead space that's marked off for the third withdrawal security buffer zone, and it goes all the way down to the Egyptian border. Let me blow that up big so you guys can see that. It goes all the way down to the Egyptian border. So that security buffer zone is going to be controlled by Israel regardless. That's my understanding of it. Now, it might be transferred over to the Palestinians, but what it really looks like is Israel's like, hell with this. We're going to make sure that nothing dirty is coming in from Egypt either. Paradox says Trump sold out to Qatar. This is just a pathway to a Palestinian state. Yes and no, as far as a pathway to a Palestinian state is concerned. Because one, it's not the Palestinian Authority. Two, they're having oversight and everything else. My main concern goes down to the language of allowing the Hamas fighters to basically lay down their guns and to be able to come back into it. Somebody already said, Hamas has already said, hell no, no way. Yep, you are partially correct about that. But yeah, here's Trump and Bibi getting received over at the White House today. They had a little cute video set up about it. I don't even think it's really important. I was actually going to plan that out in several different ways. And as you guys are talking about him selling out to Qatar, this is the other thing that we need to bring up and talk about. Dan Lyons says, hidden upside, if this plan is in effect in about 48 hours or so, we can let Greta sail on in and we're just keeping the plan. Oh, dude, that'd be great if Greta actually came in. Interesting thing about this press release right here that the White House ended up putting out, talking about Netanyahu taking a call with the Prime Minister of Qatar today over inside of the White House. I actually referenced it inside of this speech today. Qatar obviously is going to be one of the key players in this trilateral oversight that's going to end up being set up, right, with Israel, the United States, and Qatar overlooking this crap. And inside this letter, it also says that Bibi ended up expressing deep regret for Israel's missile strike against Hamas targets in Qatar, which unintentionally killed a Qatari serviceman. He expressed regret in targeting Hamas leadership during hostage negotiations. Israel violated Qatari sovereignty and affirmed that Israel will not conduct such an attack again in the future. And the prime minister from Qatar welcomed the assurances, emphasizing Qatar's readiness to continue contributing meaningful blah, 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 blah. So long story short, Trump made peace between Qatar and Israel, and it sounds like Bibi had to eat some crow and say, you know what? I violated your sovereignty. I personally don't believe that. I think it was well within their rights legally for them to be able to go forward and conduct that strike. And let's hear what Bibi has to say if this plan isn't followed through.
But if Hamas rejects your plan, Mr. President, or if they supposedly accept it and then basically do everything to counter it, then Israel will finish the job by itself. This can be done the easy way, or it can be done the hard way. But if Hamas rejects your plan, Mr. President, or if they...
Sorry, I was looking at Patrick Loudon's comment. He's asking me if I'm going to cover Ukraine, Russia tonight. No, I'll get on that tomorrow, though, because all this crap is going to end up calming down. But this big news, but yeah, Putin conscripting 135,000 new soldiers, long-range targeting approval, etc. Yep, that's all there. Not to mention all the games that he's been playing over inside of like the Eastern Bloc countries in the last couple weeks. So all of that needs an in-depth look and not just a partial look. That's probably going to be an entire episode into itself. This is Hamas's response to Trump's plan. I hope you're ready for it. We haven't received his plan officially. Its terms mirror the Israeli vision and offer no real guarantees. and we will reject any deal that fails to secure Palestinian self-determination. Hamas will review the proposal and consult with Palestinian factions. That's what they said. Tristan Allen says Greta will be a prisoner of Hamas to hold on to power. I don't think anybody's going to trade a dang thing for Greta, man, if we're going to be perfectly honest. So key words there that he ended up saying was it's going to reject any deal that fails to secure Palestinian self-determination, which, again, I hope you guys remember that when they're talking about self-determination, they're talking about a Palestinian state as a whole, basically all of Israel. Lines from 64 to begin with, or excuse me, lines of 67 to begin with, things like that. So Hamas is going to reject this deal. There's not a snowball's chance in hell that Hamas is really going to end up taking it on. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad chief, Nakala, slammed Trump's plan. He said it's an American-Israeli deal forcing Israel's agenda through Washington after failing by war, a receipt for more aggression and for setting the region on fire. So again, if you think you had any like a snowball's chance in hell of this thing actually going through and working, probably not. And here we are going to take a listen to, I always forget this guy's name, Special Envoy Adam Buller about Trump's plan and the peace deal going forward should Hamas choose not to accept.
President Trump, Jared Kushner, and Steve Witkoff have just released a comprehensive plan that I've read. The White House has just released it, and it's very specific. And it says that if they release the hostages, that you'll see action within 72 hours from Israel. It gives a whole plan. And quite frankly, because I've seen the negotiations back and forth with Hamas, it gives everything that the Palestinians need, that people in Gaza need. Because no one of us, I said we're all one people under God, nobody wants to see suffering anywhere, least of all the President of the United States. He does not want to have to use his Secretary of War, but he will. That's why he called it Secretary of War. That's why Pete Hegseth is Secretary of War. If he has to use it, he will, but he doesn't want to. He wants to use the Secretary of State. He wants to be a peacemaker. That's.
Yeah. So, of course, everybody is well aware that Hegseth called all of the U.S. generals in from around the world, all of them. They can keep Greta Jasmine. I agree. I don't even know what country Greta originally hailed from. All I know is a little girl at like 5 years old that was complaining about the earth that somehow turned into this like mad movement has no business. And don't worry, we're going to talk about the Freedom Flotilla here in just a second. Jasmine, I agree. They can keep it. But bottom line, all of those generals are getting called over into Quantico, if I remember right, to go get briefed up by Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War or Secretary of Defense would be the legacy title now. So the question is, what is he actually briefing them on? There's a lot of speculations about it. Some people are actually speculating that has to do with Iran and striking Iran, and that it might potentially open up like a much larger can of worms. So there's that. Here's some more statements from Netanyahu about this deal.
All our hostages, both those who are alive and those who died, all of them will return home immediately. Hamas will be disarmed. Gaza will be demilitarized. Israel will retain security responsibility, including a security perimeter for the foreseeable future. And lastly, Gaza will have a peaceful civilian administration that is run neither by Hamas nor by the Palestinian Authority. All our hostages, both.
Oh, Texas, what are you? Why are you talking about you and your smoking habits, man? I don't understand that one, dude. I don't get it. I guess I'm missing some stuff over in the chat. Now, here's something that's amazing. The son of Hamas, now that we're done talking about this silly peace plan, the son of Hamas is actually putting together a coalition that has set sail and is heading after the Freedom Flotilla.
At the beginning of the week, a large number of ships are expected to arrive in Gaza, the biggest flotilla so far. And you are trying to organize a counter flotilla of Israelis to block these ships.
It's in coordination with the police, with the IDF, and this is an opportunity to show unity. Please take in consideration, this is not just a naive flotilla. This is a flotilla orchestrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. So now the Navy's job is not only to keep towing their boats coming and again, we must as free people, number one, as citizens of the state of Israel, to show that this is an offense against all the citizens and the entire nation of Israel.
Somebody says it's called a flippin' flotilla. Well, what if we call it, let's see here, flotilla? Like a quesadilla? Quesadilla? I don't know. That is my horrible attempt at a joke. But yeah, no, I actually really, really look forward to it. And as a matter of fact, I got told that this sucker has been set underway and is actually on its way over to go interdict these ships as they're on their way in. So we might actually have a showdown of the blue and white Israeli flotilla going over and crushing into Greta's flotilla. But my absolute, like, the top would actually be, even though it's never going to happen, is if Hamas actually does accept that peace deal and Israel's like, you know what? Go ahead, Greta, go land in there and have some fun. Matt, on the serious side, what's your take with Russia and NATO? I don't think Russia's got the balls, personally. I think that they're just testing waters right now, and I think they're testing everything else. I don't think Russia's going to do it, man. I don't. And I also don't think NATO has the balls to preemptively strike Russia. What I've been saying for the longest time when it goes down to NATO and Russia is I thoroughly expect United States and other NATO countries to step up the ability of helping with targeting and potentially launch some of their own stuff without even mentioning that's what we're doing. And just basically saying, oh, look, Ukraine started to smash the Russians again. Surprise. So I think that we're going to see a massive increase in intelligence sharing and stuff like that. People ask me about what's going on in Portland, Oregon tonight. I'm going to transfer away from Gaza. We're going to start talking about Portland. But I want to assure you guys that all of this stuff happening over inside Portland, because there's a lot of misinformation about it, didn't just like happen yesterday. This butt kicking that they're all about to receive from the National Guard and from the federal law enforcement agents didn't just fall out of the sky. This is June 15th, 2025. Last night, I had gone over the legalities behind how the Trump administration is able to authorize this under Title 10, particularly in order to knock down and suppress a rebellion against the federal government, which is clearly what's taking place there. Here's your headline from all the way back in June. All right, so almost 3 months old now. Four officers injured as violent Portland rioters breach ICE building with explosives and rocks. Can't make that title up. A violent mob of protesters breached a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Portland, Oregon on Saturday night, injuring four federal officers, according to authorities. Rioters in black clothing launched fireworks and created a makeshift battering ram, breaking a glass door and breaching the facility, according to Oregon Live. At 6:30 p.m., cops declared the gathering near the ICE building an unlawful assembly and warned the protesters to disperse. This is what they have been dealing with. Federal officers in tac gear deployed smoke, blah, 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 blah. Do not interfere with the police action. They warned. They ended up going over, tear gassing some dudes, getting it under control, etc. But you still ended up having them breach the facility and four federal officers injured in them doing that. And this is not an isolated case of them doing it. That's not like it was one little attack that ended up getting launched. This video is also of, let's see, that was on, what day did I say that was? That was June 15th. So here's just a couple days later after that violent crackdown. So this is June 18th or 19th.
Hey, everybody. My name is Lady Monte. I'm not going to take up too much space of time, but I feel like I have to a little bit because I think I'm usually the only intersex person.
So for those of you who are unaware, this is a massive gathering right outside of the ICE facility. Those railroad tracks run, if you're staring at the front gate of it, which you're about to see in the videos, you guys will be able to see these railroad tracks right along like the left side of that freaking building. And they, just a couple days later, they're out there in full force. Now, this is daytime rallies. During the daytime is when they're peaceful. Everything violent that ends up happening over inside of Portland always ends up happening at night. So ask yourself, do you think they honestly ended up getting that situation under control? This is September 18th. Chandler Patey, all right, got arrested over outside of the ICE facility. This nut job was actually had an apartment like right around the corner, and he was using it as a base camp for Antifa. So this is 2 weeks ago in Portland. within a block, pretty much, of the ICE facility, this guy had a base camp set up for Antifa where he was allowing them to go and plan, prep, use a bathroom, cook, do whatever the hell they wanted to continue to attack the facility. Just 2 weeks ago, he actually ended up getting arrested over there.
Here's Chandler.
This was June. I'm sorry. This was 2 weeks ago in September. So just 2 weeks back. And what I showed you before that was June. We're talking months in a row of this crap taking place outside of the ICE facility. Portland did not get this under control. They didn't take care of it. And so when you see the mayor, when you see the governor, when you see the senators, when you see the politicians, they're all whining and crying that this is actually going down and that they don't need to bring violence into the city. They haven't taken care of the violence inside of their city at all. And they're going to sit there and they're going to try to gaslight and they're going to try to lie and state that the federal government has no business going in there. And I promise you, it is perfectly within the federal government's rights to do everything that they've been doing over, and they're going to do over inside of Portland. And it's not sending in World War II tanks, that I promise you. Outspaces Landscape says, I'm so sick about hearing about these R-tards. Yeah, it's not like it's some little tiny thing. This is a very good article that ended up getting written up by Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden. It said on Sunday, Secretary of War officially deployed the National Guard to Portland. They actually didn't get deployed. They got ordered to deploy. I haven't actually seen them on the ground out there yet. But he goes over a couple of these other things. Resident in Portland near the Portland ICE. I ended up showing this video yesterday about how the guys just
happy that Trump is sending the National Guard in here. I live in this building. We both live in this building. We've been asking for help for months, and we're finally going to get it.
When do you think they're coming?
When? Not soon enough, man. Not soon enough.
What do you want to see happen?
I want them to come in and mess them up and just annihilate these people. I whatever force they need. Whatever force they need. Gals like her and the other people that live in the building.
Watch out.
They're the ones that I'm concerned about. So they're afraid to come out of the building. So you know, I've been coming out every night, every day to help them, so make sure that they're okay.
Literal residents are afraid to go out their buildings in the middle of the night, and that's just sad that nobody on the street is capable of, like, nobody that lives there wants to go outside. They've been dealing with these people for months. And so if the state government is refusing to protect the people that live there, and the guy has to go and take care of this, is this woman in a wheelchair? I'm not even sure. I forget. Like, she's down pretty low. She looks like, yeah, she appears to be in a wheelchair or something. You know, like, if he's got to take care of her and everybody else, the police clearly aren't doing their dang job. And just look at the street behind him. Just look at it. All these people out there. Now, most of them, again, it's daytime video, so everybody's behaving themselves. Nobody's losing their crap. Well, if you've ever had the pleasure of dealing with Antifa, you know that those nut jobs like to come out at night. Last night, they ended up cracking down on them. I would have liked to see a lot more, but... These were literally the scenes last night. It didn't calm down at all. Portland police made several different appearances where they went out and attempted to disperse the crowd. The feds and Portland Police Bureau, I think I saw two arrests by the Portland Police Bureau. The feds arrested a couple too. One of the women ended up coming out of the facility screaming that she hadn't been charged. So good job, feds, on that one. You should have definitely charged her butt. Because truthfully, what that's going to do is that video of her, of this female that I showed this morning, she gets like drug in off the freaking street, and then she comes out celebrating like 10 or 15, I don't even know how many like minutes later, because she ends up coming out celebrating, talking about how she wasn't charged and why that's like a good thing. For the life of me, I don't know why they wouldn't charge her, because that woman is now going to be a freedom cry for the other one, saying, look, the cops aren't even going to do anything. Five arrests and the Portland police showing up and being like, everybody get on the sidewalk. You can't be on the street. Everybody go on the sidewalk. That's not going to stop the violence in Portland. It's not. And the sun's going to go down there in a couple hours. And I have absolutely no doubt that more crazy stuff is going to end up coming out over the next, 24 hours. If you guys don't think Antifa's out there, you're dead wrong. Yeah, personally, I don't think it's going to end. Somebody said she's going to sue now. That was actually what I had commented on this morning, saying she's definitely going to end up suing them. Like, there's just no getting out of that. Daytime scenes from yesterday. There's no new daytime scenes coming out from today, but this is what I'm talking about. I said the Portland police just kind of showed up and half-assed their entire job.
Power to the people!
Our streets! Our streets! Our streets!
I can't show that portion of the video because there's a fat woman in a wheelchair with her boobies hanging out, and it's absolutely disgusting. And she made several different appearances yesterday, so I have to skip over that. I'm sorry.
Get back, we say fight back!
Trump says get back, we say fight back!
I 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 says get back, we say fight back!
We say fight back!
We say fight back!
We say
fight back!
No. Portland doesn't have a handle on the situation. Yeah, I'm very sorry for showing that. I'm very, very sorry. I didn't mean to show that big woman's big, disgusting body. Simon Weiss says, thank you for the membership and whoever sent it. I've been dealing with cancer for a while now and had to cancel my membership. So thank you. Dang, Simon. I hope you get better, man. I really do. Praying for you, bud. That's just cancer sucks. I don't know how else to say that. Outer Spaces. You sure that was actually a woman? This is Portland after all. Portland's one of those weird places where like you can actually get naked and walk down the street and nobody's going to do anything whatsoever. Katie Davis Court ended up talking to you guys about her this morning. If you guys ended up catching this morning's live session, if you haven't seen it, go back. Ended up going over this a lot. But this is her getting attacked and her security guard defending her.
The burn ends up going away, right? The burn ends up going away, right?
Yeah, let's fuck some prostitutes. You are the most pathetic.
Katie Davis Court security accidentally maced me. Or is that bear mace? Katie, what the heck, dude?
Yeah.
My face is on fire right now. On fire.
Woo! So scared with my mask. Oh my god!
Hey, relax!
Oh my god!
We're good.
What am I gonna do?
Like that dude, the moment he comes lunging, I think her security guard should have. That idiot with the sign that came lunging, like that dude would have gotten freaking dropped for dang sure. And this is why I don't run security, because I am very quick to go hands-on and I'm not dealing with that crap. I would end up probably getting arrested in the state of Portland for assaulting Antifa rioters. Here's another Antifa nut job just losing his freaking mind out on the streets. Excuse me, not Antifa nut job. Portland resident losing his mind on Antifa on the streets over in Portland. Yeah, how Dan says he'd be arrested within 5 minutes of landing. Yeah. And I mean, I got to give it to, look, I'll give it to Katie, because at least, you know, like, I saw it here towards the end of the video. I was like, you know, you got to give her some credit. I can't deal with the screaming and stupidity. Here it is in just a little bit after that guy goes and decides he's going to try to beef up. It's somewhere in here. She actually tried. You can see, hold on, where is it in the video? She actually tried to like blend in with these people. She's wearing all black boots and the silly little freaking mask that they wear and all that stuff, and a helmet. I'm very curious to see what the tag on her helmet says. I can't read it, but yeah, she ended up trying to dress like them, but clearly just doesn't fit in. And so the moment they catch you like filming them and doing all of those other things, well, you're the opposition and they're just not going to like you. They're going to come after you and try to kill you. So Portland police being the worthless pile of garbage that the PPB is, here's them getting chased off the scene last night. I don't know how any reputable law enforcement agency can actually show up to a scene like that and not do their job. Yeah, there's a frog out there. But the amount of people that are out there wearing gas masks and acting like idiots, you know, screaming and just being a giant pain in the butt along with everything else. Like, I promise you, once those guys show up, you're going to see the fireworks. You're going to see all that crap start coming back out again. They will get violent. I have no doubt. At least over inside of Chicago, they're doing their job. Looks like they ended up getting 11 of these guys off the street.
ICE processing center in Broadview, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. 11 violent rioters were arrested outside of the detention center. Two guns were taken from the rioters who were against the fence at the ICE facility. Yep. And the investigation into some sort of an explosive device found near the ICE Chicago detention facility. And this is the same place last week 16 were arrested at the facility.
So there's two elements to the story. Obviously, the legal aspect. If y'all remember during the height of the crisis,
I don't really care about the legal aspect. What I care about is showing you guys that, all right, that you do have some of these people that are out there and they are armed. I have absolutely no idea that that exists. I had no doubt that that stuff is existing over on the streets in Portland. And it's only a matter of time before the starts coming out right there. You got a pretty nice Canik and a 1911 over on the right, a Canik up over on the left. Yeah, I mean, these are people that are going to be prone to violence. They are going to be trying to scream that they are taking care of themselves, or that it's merely for self-defense and all this other crap. No, it's not in an airport. That is literally outside of the ICE facility over in Chicago. These are some of the people that they arrested and the firearms that they actually found on them. This is what's out there. I tried telling you guys that over in Portland, it's going to get violent, and I do believe it will. It's just going to be a matter of time before it ends up happening. Yes, they have live ammo inside of their magazines. They do. They've got live ammo up over here on the left side of the screen, right up over there. And then you could also see that this magazine's loaded, although single stack. I'm not quite sure why I can't see this round protruding. I have no idea. But look, it's going to get violent here in the next couple of days. It is. And I'm truthfully kind of sickened a little bit to my stomach that all of this has been allowed to fester for so long inside of this country. Apparently I missed some super chats along the way. Outer Spaces says, you sure that was actually a woman? No, I'm not. Sick about hearing the retards. Thank you so much for the membership. I already went over that. Jasmine, I can't believe it's actually called a flotilla. Oh, I'm sorry, Jasmine. I missed that. Yeah, no, flotilla is nothing. I wasn't in the Navy. I had no idea what the heck a flotilla was. I had to actually go and look up and be like, is this an actual proper term? And it's basically just a group of ships. And then once I learned the term, I started seeing it everywhere. Guns allowed Chicago? Pretty much no. The answer is overwhelmingly no. As a matter of fact, they have some of the strictest gun laws in the country inside of Chicago. So don't get caught being that guy in Chicago because you're going to get arrested, undoubtedly. But no, they're not. And I would be really surprised if some of those people were actually allowed to even carry those firearms if they weren't felons themselves, etc. People are saying that the gun laws in the surrounding counties of Chicago are the main problem because there they have the loose gun laws that are allowing people to get those and straw purchases and crap like that. And then they're trafficking them in, but that's a tiny portion of what it is. That steel highway or whatever the hell it was that Obama and Biden were complaining about forever. Yeah, that ain't it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I actually had something absolutely amazing come through today that I'm going to go and do a little minor celebration with for myself tonight. But before I do that, I want to leave you guys with a closing thought before I go. Tristan Allen says, are guns allowed in Portland? Why don't they have armed security? I'm not 100% sure, but I feel like Portland's got its own gun laws there. I looked into it years ago. I don't want to say yes or no at this moment in time, but I think that even if you have a concealed weapons permit, that Portland is one of those areas, but they don't want you carrying. I don't know, to be honest with you. If you're a law enforcement officer, sure, you can carry wherever, but even then they might try to flick you some crap there as well. Anyways, Seth, I didn't prepare it. I need to get better about doing that. I've been forgetting to prepare my devotionals every single day, and I need to get better about that. So I will start getting those together, and I will have that good to go in the morning. Yep. So I'll have those ready to go for tomorrow. But these are the closing thoughts I want to leave you on. I have discovered that with all of the whining and complaining that's been going on in and around the world about the children inside of Gaza and everything, nobody's really tried to rectify the situation other than whining, complaining, taking to the streets, vandalizing buildings. Nobody's actually tried to get stuff in there. Greta's boat flotilla thing is a joke. I mean, the Vatican offered to take the humanitarian aid and get it into Gaza for them to make sure it ends up getting through there. But that made me wonder, you know, there is a Catholic church that's over inside of Gaza. There is humanitarian organizations that have made their way inside of there. We've talked about it with Samaritan's Purse and GHF. So it's not like it can't be done. So the question for me was, why hasn't it been done? And I was talking with some of the guys from GHF and being like, what do you guys need? Like, what is actually needed out there? And I was talking to them about possibly winter clothing, something like that. And they said, well, honestly, a lot of like they have a lot of dental work that needs to get done, like teeth need to get pulled and things like that. And so I'm going to, I asked this person in particular that they said no, that they don't want to get recognition for it nor their supplier, but managed to get a decent amount, hopefully, of dental supplies that we're going to end up extending in there so that they're able to like pull teeth and get that type of stuff taken care of for some of those people that are on the ground. Also, I am partnering up with a coffee company. And I'm going to be able to give you guys the opportunity to buy coffee. And then some of those sales are going to end up going to humanitarian aid and medical products to actually help people out with medicine and stuff like that that's in there. Why am I doing that? Why am I actually bringing that up? Well, I do think that there's plenty of like support and stuff like that for everybody else. But I also think that children are, regardless of wherever they actually fall into, children are a very, very limited resource on this planet, particularly in today. And if you want to go about changing society, if you want to actually make things a little bit better, that's how we go about doing it. So what's going to end up happening is the commission that I would normally receive from this coffee company, plus, I mean, we had gone over it, an X amount of dollars every single month that they're going to end up donating over the next couple months, plus whatever commission. So it's going to be coffee, and it's good. It's a veteran-owned company, things of that nature. They're sending me some right now so I can vouch for them. That way I can actually tell you that it's actually good. But yeah, I mean, the 18 deltas that are over there, along with some of the doctors from Samaritan's Purse, are going to be able to then do dental work and things like that and actually take care of some of that stuff. So all of that is going to be an opportunity for you guys coming up here in the future if you actually want to pitch in and help. I'm also partnering with another large creator, and that large creator is also going to be pushing this stuff. We're also going to end up having, I told the guys over at GHF to get an Amazon wish list basically put together of things that they think that they need out there. That would be good. And so we'll also have an Amazon wish list that we'll be able to go down. And I don't think GHF is ready for the amount of crap that's going to be sent to them. I think their heads are going to get a little bit exploded. But yes, being able to take that stuff and make it better for a younger generation, especially when we have this path forward now that's been laid out for us. Yeah, if you want to spread some love, if you actually want to change some minds, that's a good way of doing it. So if you guys are down for that, I'll make sure that I'm going to get that link and all of that stuff once I get all of that set up. But I've been working on that on the backside throughout the last couple of days, in addition to some other things. So I've got lots of stuff that's coming up for you guys. Don't worry about it. But here's the catch. When I looked to see if there was anybody else that was doing this, the answer was no. Nobody else is doing it. Like, nobody is legitimately trying to help anybody. They've all leaned on the UN. They've all leaned on the World Food Program. They've like thrown things out for GHF, whatever. They're crapping on them, and that's fine. You know, do whatever you want. But when it goes down to legitimate help, well, now they're going to have an issue because they're going to have a Zionist that's helping children inside Gaza, and it's going to actually provide them support. And now you guys are going to be able to have links and say, if you want to legitimately help these children, here is how you do it. This is where you donate for them to get medical care. This is where you donate to get food and clothing on their backs. This is where you go to do that stuff. So you guys will now have the ability to take that and throw it in their face and be like, yeah, no, we don't care. We just want to watch kids die. Well, guess what we're doing? We're actually arranging for medical care, and we are arranging for food, clothing, things like that for them. And you guys will all have the ability to contribute it just doing, you know, your daily stuff of what you want to go. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
This one's for all the people who never stop talking about the suffering of the Palestinian children. Oh, but where is your sympathy for the Palestinian children? Where is your heart? There is no one who cares less for Palestinian children than you. If you cared about Palestinian children, you would be advocating for them to stop being taught to murder Jews and destroy Israel. If you cared about Palestinian children, you would probably say something to their mothers who encouraged them to be martyrs. You don't care one bit about Palestinian children. You only care about them as long as you can use them to make false accusations against Israel, which is why you said nothing about this video that went viral a couple weeks ago of a Palestinian child with autism being beaten up by his fellow Palestinians. You sure were quiet about this video, you know, for people who never stop talking about the suffering of Palestinian children. Hamas shoots at Israeli soldiers from ambulances with children in them. I didn't hear any protest about that. The six Israeli hostages who were murdered by Hamas last year, the tunnel they hid them in, the opening to it was from a children's bedroom.
School, actually.
But you didn't say anything about that. Oh, and look at this right here. Hamas shooting at Israel and deliberately placing children from where they are shooting at. Where is your condemnation? Where? When you condemn Israel for killing Palestinian children, that condemnation emboldens Hamas to keep using them as human shields. Therefore, you are literally culpable and taking part in their deaths. That is how much you don't care about Palestinian children, that you are causing more of them to die so you can fulfill your sick cravings to get high on your virtue signaling when you talk about how much you care about Palestinian children. So for every time I see a comment about Palestinian children, Please let me extend to you how much you disgust me. The way you exploit the suffering of Palestinian children to fulfill your dark, perverse fixation.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.